Barrett represents the 106th Assembly District, which includes portions of Columbia and Dutchess counties.
I truly am bullish on the Hudson Valley. I feel like we're in a Hudson Valley moment right now, and that I just want to be sure that we are working together in a collaborative way to be sure that the resources and the recognition is given to the area to really protect the treasures that we have while building the economy. And you know, I think that's an important balance, and truly believe we can be a model here in the Hudson Valley for, you know, the way to be a sustainable economy while creating jobs, while building for the future, while attracting the next generation of farmers and leaders and business people and educators to the area.
She says she's been working on educating her colleagues about the Hudson Valley.
That's actually been one of the key things that I've been able to do in just this 1 year in office, because, you know, as a member of the majority conference, many of whose members are from New York City, I've had a chance to educate my colleagues about how important the Hudson Valley is. And when the Farm Bureau had a taste of New York, was able to take some of my colleagues around and show them, see, this is stuff that's been made. These are apples from my district. This is cider from my district. This is cheese from my district. And help them recognize that their constituents in New York City are shopping from these farmers and from these producers every week in the farmers market in the city. And so that what happens in the Hudson Valley matters intensely to their communities and their constituents. And so to build that bridge that we are one New York, this is not upstate and downstate.
Barrett was elected in March of 2012 during a special election to succeed Republican Mark Molinaro, the current Dutchess County executive.
I'm the first woman and the first Democrat to represent this, at least the eastern part. When I was elected in last March, I was the first woman and the first Democrat ever in that district. My current district, because, you know, I was elected in the 103rd in March, and then because of redistricting, my new district is called the 106th, and it includes most of my old district, but also the towns of Poughkeepsie and the town of Hyde Park. And those, I think Eileen Hickey represented those towns at one point. But yes, I'm the first woman in the Columbia County part of the district. I'm the first woman in the eastern part of the district.
She says she has long advocated for women and girls and supports Governor Andrew Cuomo's Women's Equality Initiative. In fact, she is a founder of two nonprofit organizations to empower young women, the Dutchess Girls Collaborative and Girls Inc. in New York City.
For girls to grow up and see elected officials that look like them is hugely important in creating opportunity and potential for the next generation of leaders.
The leaders at the moment, she says, need to help usher in change to ethics and campaign finance laws, recently spotlighted because of a political corruption scandal that ensnared several elected officials, including former Senate Majority Leader Malcolm Smith.
I do not take per diem or mileage, because I just think that most people don't get paid to go to work. You get paid for your job, but I think that the whole way that legislators are paid is a kind of opens a can of worms for, you know, potential problems.
Asked to expand on these potential problems, Barrett says
there is a base pay, and then I believe there's what's called Lulus for other appointments, and then being paid for on a per diem basis. And I know that's been a problem for some legislators, a challenge, who keeping track of where you are. I mean, you know, we are all incredibly busy and juggling a lot of different things in the district and in Albany. And, you know, there's definitely been some members who have a harder time keeping track of what days they're in Albany or not in Albany or when they're on the road. And, you know, that's led to some questionable bookkeeping.
Barrett says she prefers to spend most of her time in her district. She has a Diner Stop mobile district office and has made 11 Diner Stops since January. She points out that her district is 70 miles from north to south and runs from the Hudson River to the Connecticut border, so the Diner Stops are a more convenient way for residents to speak with her. There are several farms in Barrett's district, and preserving farms and tying farms into the region's economic development are her goals. She says she would like to see a food hub established in the eastern part of the Hudson Valley. There is one on the other side of the Hudson River in Kingston. Barrett, a Democrat, represents the 106th Assembly District, which includes portions of Columbia and Dutchess counties. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.